Carla T. Griswold, pinning. Her hands curled, skin around bones, clutched invisible round objects she'd collected all her life. Balls of laughter, a snort with a cracked smile. We never knew what was so funny. Veins rose on top of her hands, dark purple and vulnerable. Soft, pointed nails weren't polished or buff, but nearly yellow, the color of a daffodil ready to bloom. Our mother's arthritic hands threaded needles under dim light, pushed the points through the fabric of everything she thought we needed. She sewed what she could afford, repair, or save. Evenings, she sat at her machine, pinning. Pinning kept things together so the stitches would hold. It's the pressing that flattens the seams. Under low lights, she had a few hours alone before we, her daughters, stepped into that darkened room one at a time to plead our cases as though to a court. We wanted to be what she saved, to have that attention directed at our small lives, where AM radios blared and mustard spots showed on white tennis shoes and elastic popped out of our waistbands and blue did not go with orange. Where a slammed screen door meant the end of our appeals and the beginning of a new argument, where the sound of the washer hitting the walls of the outside porch as it spun the load meant it was Saturday, the quilts were off the beds, and soon she would expect us to vacuum for hours. We asked for love or some sign of it in the lifting of her gaze from the fabric, pins in her mouth. We appealed, we groveled, we pushed aside the Sucrette's box of straight pins to take our place, to peer at her around and through the sewing machine. We sought approval and to distract her from whatever else she was trying to repair or save.